Today is the show for every single person in this department to show all the work that we've been doing throughout the semester. Freshman, senior, sophomore, everything.
Abby Liebman, and I'm a sophomore, and this was for Draping 264. These are dresses inspired by Richard Serra sculptures. The curves and the lines and everything with the fabric has to do with how he does his sculptures. It's meant to kind of reflect his style. For example, like the hems and the, you know, the way I use the organza versus the raw silk has to do with how he, you know, uses sculptures in nature. He uses mostly neutral tones, a lot of browns and blacks, so I try to do the same with the fabric that way.
Believe it or not, I was inspired by some bugs I found on a hike. I thought the designs on their back were really interesting. Insects are often made of an exoskeleton, which is really hard and it's tough, and they've often got the fragile wings to go along with it. So that's the contrast I took here with my design. This is inspired directly from a beetle. The lace is obviously the fragile part, and the fringe, and the tulle, and then this, there's a lot of structure in the bust area and also in the lower part, so that's the exoskeleton. The class has been great. It's all about draping and just understanding the body. Yeah.
I was really, really honored to model her design. So. It was a little hard getting into. We had some technical difficulties, but Beth, it was like a real life scenario, like what would happen if it was an actual show, and she fixed it, and we still had plenty of time, so it was a really fun experience.
My name's Jeannie Douglas. This is my design. I was inspired by material contradictions and textures, so I have a very texturized top that I sewed by hand from reverse, and on the back, a very large bow. On the inside, there's boning. It's a hard plastic pieces that I sewed into the seams to keep it up and give it shape and structure. I think it's great that Cornell has its design students start designing as freshmen. It really gets us a lot of experience, and it's really exciting.
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
The goal of the assignment was to create a collection. The first step was to come up with a theme. Through research, we came across the Mulkan tribe, which is a tribe that lives off the coast of Thailand, and they're sea gypsies. So we took a lot of the things that they use in their daily lives, and we incorporated that into mainstream fashion.
Hi, my name is Constanza Ondaneda. Our class called Design Process was split in half. And my group, which is called Puncture, we decided to grab certain aspects of punk culture and then prep culture and blend them together into a very new collection. And so you can see a lot of bright colors set against less bright colors in our collection, such as fuchsia over gray. You can see a lot of zippers used in very interesting ways. There we have a dress that you can wear it completely zipped up, but if you unzip it, a purple panel comes out. And then in terms of the prep style, we have a lot of collars, a lot of button-up shirts. So I think we've taken a lot of the good things from both styles. We are so happy with the way it turned out. I mean, we've been working really hard. Our clothes are really, really well made, and they look exactly like they do in our drawings, which is the best feeling you can have, that you can put something on paper and then see it in 3D. Exactly the way you wanted it. I love Cornell.